Morning Watch, Living a Christian Life and Church Life, Under the Government of God for the Economy of God, Week 1. The Government of God for the Economy of God, Saturday, Related Verses, 1 Peter 1, verse 10 through 12, and 18 through 25. Verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the prophets, who prophesied concerning the grace that was to come unto you, sought and searched diligently. Verse 11, searching into what time or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ in them was making clear, testifying beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glories after these. Verse 12, to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to you, they ministered these things, which now have been announced to you through those who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, which things angels long to look into. Verse 18, knowing that it was not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, that you were redeemed from your vain manner of life, handed down from your fathers. Verse 19, but with precious blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ. Verse 20, who was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but has been manifested in the last of times for your sake. Verse 21, who through him believe into God, who raised him from the dead, and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Verse 22. Since you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned brotherly love, love one another from a pure heart fervently. Verse 23. Having been regenerated, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the living and abiding word of God. Verse 24. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass has withered, and the flower has fallen off. Verse 25. But the word of the Lord abides forever, and this is the word which has been announced to you as the gospel. Related reading. In 2 Peter 3:16, Peter speaks of these things. In his two epistles, Peter covered the entire economy of God, from eternity past before the foundation of the world, to the new heavens and new earth in eternity future. He unveiled the crucial things related to God's economy, concerning which things the prophets prophesied and the apostles preached, from four sides. 1. From the side of the triune God, God the Father has chosen a people in eternity according to his foreknowledge, and called them into his glory. Christ foreknew by God before the foundation of the world, but manifested in the last times, has redeemed and saved God's chosen people by his vicarious death, through his resurrection in life and ascension in power. The Spirit sent from heaven has sanctified and purified those whom Christ has redeemed and saved. The angels long to look into these things. The triune God's divine power has provided the redeemed ones with all the things that relate to the life and godliness, to guard them unto full salvation. God also disciplines them by some of his varied governmental judgments, and he will perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground them by his all grace. The Lord is long-suffering toward them, that they may all have the opportunity to repent unto salvation. Then Christ will appear in glory with his full salvation for his lovers. 2. From the side of the believers. The believers as God's possession were chosen by God, called by his glory and virtue, redeemed by Christ, regenerated by God through his living word, and saved through the resurrection of Christ. They are now being guarded by the power of God, are being purified to love one another, are growing by feeding on the milk of the word, are developing in life the spiritual virtues, and are being transformed and built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to serve God. They are God's chosen race, royal priesthood, holy nation, and peculiar people for his private possession to express his virtues. They are being disciplined by his governmental judgment, are living a holy life in an excellent manner, and in godliness to glorify him, are ministering as good stewards of his varied grace for his glorification through Christ, under the elders' exemplary shepherding, and are expecting and hastening the coming of the Lord, in order to be richly supplied with an entrance into the eternal kingdom of the Lord. Further, they are expecting the new heavens and new earth, in which righteousness dwells in eternity, and they are growing continually in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 3. From the side of Satan. Satan is the believer's adversary, the devil, who is as a roaring lion is walking about, seeking someone to devour. 4. From the side of the universe. The fallen angels were condemned and are awaiting eternal judgment. The ancient ungodly world was destroyed by a flood. The ungodly cities were reduced to ashes. The false teachers and heretical mockers in the apostasy and mankind in his evil living will all be judged unto destruction. The heavens and the earth will be burned up, and all the dead men and the demons will be judged. Then the new heavens and the new earth will come as a new universe, in which God's righteousness will dwell for eternity.